Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. My guest this hour is pianist Mike Lipskin, who will explain and demonstrate Harlem Stride and comment on Fats Waller's contributions to Stride. Mike's an outstanding jazz piano performer and scholar of Stride music, one-time protege of Stride master Willie the Lion Smith. He's produced Stride and piano reissues dating back to the late 1960s and has been writing about and performing Stride for nearly four decades. Before we start, here's a bit of Mike playing Spreadin' Rhythm Around from his CD by that title. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm very pleased to have Mike Lipskin joining me.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
Mike has really dedicated his life to the sound of Stride music, the sound of Stride piano. And you were protege to Willie the Lion Smith?
Yeah, I learned from Willie. Willie was one of the remaining Stride pianists alive when I was a kid. And I had Fats Waller records as my kiddie records. As early as three, my father had them, and he'd play them for me, so those were my childhood records. And I think that's where the love of Stride came that early. I heard him at this club. It was a huge dance hall. In fact, they even made a movie about it in the 50s. A place called the Central Plaza, a big dance hall where all these great jazz people were playing with him. My father would take me there on Friday nights or sometimes on a Saturday. Willie the Lion was playing jam sessions with the great musicians of the day, or the older ones, Joe Jones, Walter Page, Coleman Hawkins, Charlie Shavers, all these great legendary jazz people. And he was playing piano with them. And it was just a thrill to meet all these great musicians and to hang out with Willie at the age 13. I did that until I went to college. And he allowed me to stand right by the piano so I could look and listen. He didn't give me formal lessons. What he would do is I'd play something and I'd play it badly. He'd say, "Let me get over there and show you how it's done." And he'd put his cigar in his mouth.
And he would have been about what age then?
He would be almost 70 or in his late 60s.
So he wasn't a formal teacher, but more of a mentor. You were hanging out and...
You can't learn jazz by hearing notes, by people teaching you notes. They can give you technical suggestions and they can teach you chords, but... To learn jazz, especially Stride piano, it's almost osmotic. You have to listen for a long, long time, and just it's 90% your job to work on it.
We're really here to talk about Fats Waller, who flows out of this tradition of the Harlem players. You're one of the guys who I think can kind of clearly explain to people what Stride is and what it was Waller did within the Stride style.
Well, Stride is a jazz piano style. It's based to a certain extent on ragtime, but it's very different because ragtime is a simple written form. For instance, That would be my bad version of ragtime, because I'm not a ragtime pianist. Now here, if you were doing something like that in stride, you do it in... As you can hear, there are many more devices being used in the stride. As I said, it's a jazz style because you can play any sort of song in stride. But the definition of it is, it takes a long time because there are several tension and releases in stride as opposed to other styles. Also, stride uses... the stride pianists love classical music, so they were very interested in variation of tone and dynamics in the piano. But whereas modern jazz pianists are going... Stride pianists would do... Of course, stride can be done both slow and fast. So if we're doing, I've Got Rhythm. And if you're doing it in stride, you do it this. Now, what you just heard at the end of that was a drop bass. That's another device. James P. Johnson propagated that. James P., who was one of the greatest jazz pianists of all time, in my opinion, was very modest. He just says he was good at stealing stuff from other people. So, again, stride's a jazz style and makes use of all sorts of different pianistic devices.
Let's focus for a minute on the rhythm, because that's the thing that comes through most clearly in those contrasts. Was that stride has this steady, driven bass line, the rhythm.
Well, so does boogie, and so does ragtime. They all have the same driven bass line, but the difference between stride and the others is the left hand is subtly retarding, and the right hand is anticipating. That's what gives it its swing.
In relation to the beat, it's...
There are two beats going on. Mm-hmm. You're doing 4-4, usually, but I'll give you an example, the beginning of James P. Johnson's Mule Walk. And you'll hear, because the right hand is going to come in a lot more quickly than the left hand, and that gives it the beat. Now, if I did it late, I can almost not do it the way where it won't swing. That's really not stride, and a lot of people can't get that subtlety, and they're really not playing stride. They're just doing something rather unfortunate.
The style got the name stride because of the left hand.
Yeah, the left hand alternating between the low section of the piano and the triad in the middle section, this being a triad. Also, stride as opposed to ragtime doesn't... That's closer to ragtime or Jelly Roll Morton, but stride would have more of almost a counter melody in the left hand.
And then what's that interval there between the low bass note and the chord? Is that...
You mean the distance?
Yeah.
That's about an octave and a half, or sometimes it can be two octaves. It depends. Again, you want to change the color, the sound, and so you can go like this. Or you can just stay here. Or you always want to vary. Another thing about a good stride pianist is he'll always vary, or she'll always vary the sound. For instance, a typical device of both James P. and Fats Waller, and I don't hear the younger people doing it. This is a section of Fats Waller's Russian Fantasy. Also, he used this same theme in his Valentine Stomp. Now you heard the different colors. First I was doing... You build up the tension that way. And then you play this, and this is very different. And that's also part of stride.
This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, chatting with the extraordinary pianist, Mike Lipskin, who studied with Harlem Stride master and contemporary of Fats Waller, Willie the Lion Smith. Thanks for joining us during this consideration of Waller's contribution to jazz, American music, and stride piano. I should mention that the term stride was not used in the 1920s or 30s to describe this piano style, but was introduced by jazz writers and historians in the 50s. And as you can hear from Waller scholar Mike Lipskin, it's a handy definition, the left hand striding an octave or more, laying down a strong bass line of alternating bass notes and chords.